You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Sharon Rector, co-founder of Baby First, the leading TV network and digital company delivering educational content to young children and their parents. Sharon, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning to you, and the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So, first of all, for starters, what is Baby First?
So Baby First started as a TV channel for babies and their parents. We are now in 50 million homes in the United States via all the major cable and satellite providers. But as the world changed, we changed with it and noticed that moms and babies and dads want their content that's educational and good for them wherever, whenever. So we started an app network for babies, and today we have 30 million users on our app network and deliver content to babies both on TV and on apps and soon on the big screen.
Quite impressive, I might add. So tell us, what was the inspiration behind the creation of the company?
Well, what we saw was that there was a very interesting phenomenon in the market. When we started Baby First about 10 years ago, I had a friend come over and visit, and she had with her, I kid you not, one baby, two diapers, a stroller, and five baby DVDs. And when I asked her, what are these DVDs, she said to me, they help my child become smarter. And I was shocked because I did not have kids at the time. I am now a mother of four. And I asked her, what do you mean? And she said, look, it's on the box. So we had an interesting discussion about believing everything on a box, but found out that the baby DVD market in the U.S. was a huge market, but that there was no supervision. Anybody could launch or produce a low-cost DVD and claim it was educational. So what we set our mind to do is offer a TV channel that would be free within your basic cable package, but the content would be truly supported by top experts in the United States, making sure it was age-appropriate and that children can actually learn something from it.
Who would you say is your audience with Baby First?
Well, our audience, it's very interesting. Our audience, obviously, as we define it, is babies and their parents, babies being 6 months to 4 years of age. But we reach parents at a very interesting time of their life. We reach them when the world has completely changed for them, many times first-time parents. And what they tell us is, you're not my doctor. You're like my best friend who had kids 2 years before me and has just relaxed. And as such, we talk to parents at Baby First about different things such as how to help your baby when he's shy, or put down the phone and hug your baby and talk to him, but while giving children the basis of vocabulary, math, music, art. So really parents of young children.
Today we're joined by Sharon Rector, co-founder of Baby First, the leading TV network and digital company delivering educational content to young children and their parents, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sharon, what platforms can your content be found on today?
So today, because our content is short form, 3 to 5 minutes in length per episode, it's used on various platforms. So in addition to being available on most major cable and satellite providers, Dish Network, DirecTV, Comcast, Time Warner, Charter, and Uverse AT&T, our content is also available on all the digital media platforms such as Netflix and Roku and Amazon. And there are also apps available, Baby First Video. And what we've seen is parents don't just want to view content, but rather children want to interact. So our apps also offer ebooks and games for babies. And as I mentioned, soon Baby First will be available on the big screen in movie theaters.
Wow, eye-opening, without a question. Such success there getting this out. Tell us, how have you gained such enormous distribution for an independent TV network?
So I think you're absolutely right in asking this question, because gaining distribution today for an independent network is a very, very hard task. I think two things really affected our distribution. First, we proved that we have really good numbers, and cable providers and satellite providers look at the numbers. Baby First customers have been noted to be 9 times more loyal to the platform than the average customer. Yes, they would leave the platform once their children grew Baby First, but they they would still be loyal to the cable provider, and that really drove cable providers to launch Baby First. But in addition to the great numbers and the good content, I think what we as entrepreneurs at Baby First had to do is constantly look at our partners, the cable providers, and see what are their needs right now. If they needed more educational content, we would be there. If they needed diversity, we would be there. And if they needed a unique app, we were there. And by being a true partner and listening to our partner, we were able to get great distribution in 50 million homes.
Well, Sharon, I got to tell you, it's very impressive. Love what you're doing and what you've been able to accomplish here. Where can people get more information?
More information is available at babyfirsttv.com, or you're welcome to come and check us out on Facebook at Baby First.
Well, Sharon, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly love to have you come back with an update as appropriate.
Thank you very, very much for having me.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. We've been speaking with Sharon Rector, co-founder of Baby First, the leading TV network and digital company delivering educational content to young children and their parents. And once again, the website of reference is babyfirsttv.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.